Let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. Hands are on your lap. Softly close your physical eyes. And let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. Reaches the top, and the line is coming down through the center of your head and the neck and the spine, reaches the base, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground, and finally reaches the very center of the planet. Please look at this long straight line at once. Then you would notice that your inner eye is wide open to all directions. Observe this long straight line and observe the space around you. Whenever we start trying to observe with our inner eye, meaning try to observe our mind, so many things happen. Mainly mind chatters and so many sensations, so many worries, anxieties, and so on. Do you know why? We are so afraid of observing our mind. And do you know why? Because we believe that we would find something bad in our mind. Yes, sin. We believe we did something wrong for our lives already. And we are not good enough. We really have to be better. We really have to bring back something good. So, and we don't want to confront. So these sensations, emotions, mind chatters are all the symbols of your fear. But you know what? The deeper level, why you are scared at, is that if you look at within your mind, you ultimately find you are great, you are perfect. There is no sin, there is no guilt, there is no fear. That's a thing ego really, really scared at. Ego doesn't want you to find your spirit, perfect shining spirit. So that's why ego makes up so many issues you can focus on. So many doubts against your body, your life, your intelligence, and so on. So observe your mind. And it's okay, you see so many symbols of your fear, you observe. By observing what you are scared at, those scaring things are getting smaller and smaller. This is the joy of observing. Okay, now bring our consciousness onto our breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. Here, again, ego doesn't like to observe a normal breathing. Ego wants to do something extreme, breathing technique or practice or something like that. Ego wants you to do something all the time. Ego doesn't want you to stop doing. Because if you stop doing, you start observing. So you might find the ego's resistance through the more mind chatters, tiredness, heaviness, physical pain, fatigue, and so on. Observe them and never miss the breathing. Continue to observe the breathing. And now it's a time to even stop breathing. Slowly, gently bring your consciousness onto God's breathing. God exhales, His breath is coming to you yourself directly through your nostrils or mouth. His breath is now in. And he inhales, his breath is out through your nostrils or mouth. So focus on God breathing. It's not you to breathe, you are just breathed. You're literally doing nothing. Just observe the God breath. You are part of universal breath. You are not alone. You are not different. You are not special. You are in happiness. You are in love. You are in safety. Continue to observe your mind. Observe those symbols of your fear. By observing, you can stop fighting against them. And when you stop fighting, you have a chance to touch your holiness, your strengths. Your innocence and your purity. And slowly coming back to normal breathing, relaxed, just relaxed, no fighting. There is nothing you have to do. Just allow yourself be relaxed and be playful. Let's do some playful meditation today. So feel warm energy in your lower abdomen. Your abdomen is so warm and relaxed. Maybe you can see orangish warm light there. So warm and comfortable. So release your ovaries and womb. They are also enveloped by this warm, gentle light, and their stress and fear and pain, everything is melted into the light. And here, slowly, using your imagination and you are at somewhere, a very comfortable place. And visualize you are there in nature, in your private room, the room when you were a child, your bedroom in your childhood, beach, forest, in the mountain, by the beautiful lake. And try to feel you are actually there right now, this moment. So feel, sense, smell. So you are creating most comfortable and relaxed yourself. So try to visualize as vivid as possible. Now, here, all of a sudden, you find another being appeared from somewhere else, and all of a sudden, you found that person. Wow, that person is you when you are 20 years old. Look at 20 years old yourself. Observe. How does she or he look like? Looks happy. What kind of a thought is occupied in this person's mind? You maybe forgot. So ask the person to come closer to you and ask that young self, what do you think? What are you afraid of? What do you want to ask me? I am your older sister or brother. I can answer you. Observe that younger sister or brother. What kind of expression you found in the face? Wow, this is my future. My future appeared and say that I can answer anything for you. Wow. So listen to that person's talk or question and say something or answer. And again, listen to that person, how she or he react your talk. And finally, tell young self your word, one word, advice. Or just teach that person we are one self. I'm always with you. Then now, probably you can hug the young self and say, by now, we can meet each other anytime. And goodbye. And that young self disappeared from your eyesight, and you are again alone in such a beautiful place. You are relaxed, and orangish warm light is in your abdomen. So once more, you found another person in your eyesight all of a sudden. This time, it's yourself in 2018. So 2 years later. So observe the future self. Only 2 years different. But how does she or he look like? Very different from current yourself? Or same? Or what? So give that person greeting and ask to come closer to you because you have several questions for that person. Ask the person, future self, anything what you want to ask. Probably about next 2 years. And ask that person, give me advice. What is the most important thing to me? What I have to keep in my mind now? What is the most important experience in next 2 years? How do you feel about yourself now? What do you see in your life right now? So you can ask anything. What is the most radical change next 2 years? Please tell me. The most radical change might be finding true self. No more shaky mind. No more feeling of that, but I'm not good enough. I'm weak and strong. So tell future self, please be with me always and teach me when I'm losing my path. Please help me not to forget that you are always with me and help me. Then hug that person. And this time, hugging, hugging, hugging until that person and you are the one. So you accepted your future self. There is no past nor future anymore. So the past is over. And it can't touch you. So observe this feeling. Kind of you are skipping next 2 years. You already became that future self in mind. So receive this feeling, sensation. And realize gratitude here. Then slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Okay, thank you very much for sharing.